Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Access Astrology. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, and in our spiritual practice. So tonight I'm joined by Mark.
Mark Waltz, New York City, actually dialing in from Vermont.
Oh, how lovely. What part of Vermont?
Right in the middle.
Oh, beautiful.
Ludlow. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's in ski country.
Which is beautiful in the summertime.
Yeah.
And there's no skiers. And
right.
And it's finally summer here in Montana, and I know that Ann Ortley will join us shortly.
I am right here. I'm back. It was a little bio
welcome.
Break.
Hello,
Ann. And only from the Bright Red Desk. Yes. I finished a class. We ran late. We were, doing the Gemini thing, chatting, and I'm like, I got to go. But I couldn't figure I could sit here for a whole half an hour and not go to the bathroom. So.
No. Bio break is good.
Yeah.
So Mars in Aries is really showing itself this week. We're seeing, people's tempers. I mean, I have had more energy. I feel like I'm getting somewhere on many projects, even though Mercury is retrograde. I'm not getting anywhere on my writing, but I'm getting anywhere on other things. But I've gathered there are these already several sudden just shootouts where people just start shooting each other for no particular reason. I gather there was a series of them in New York.
Yeah. Well, we just passed a really stupid law. They took, for the last number of years, we had Mr. Bloomberg as president, and he did stop and frisk, which was very controversial. They would kind of throw people against the wall and frisk them. So the new mayor discontinued it, which is, I agree with that policy. But they also had undercover cops that had a lot of complaints filed against them. So with the whole defunding the police, we've migrated $1 billion into a new area. But they discontinued the undercover guys who do the gun interceptions, and they announced it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that was really stupid, because you can go to Pennsylvania.
That's why they did it.
You can go to Connecticut. You can go buy a trunkload of guns and bring them into the city. So our death, we had 97 people shot in, which is unacceptable, period, but 97 in May. But in June, it was up to 697. And the same with the fireworks. They had the firework guys, which normally the guy would say it would take me 2 weeks to sell them. He was selling them out in 2 days. So, it's gun running.
They're selling
running
everywhere
and
with that Mars and Aries. And
because
people have been so bored from COVID, it's one thing you can do and keep socially distant. You can blow things up.
Right, but you can also go buy a trunk of guns and bring it into the city and sell it. And so anybody with the beef now has access to a gun. So there's been a lot of walking up and just shooting somebody in the head. Not like, definitely is, I've been holding a grudge and I finally got a gun and now I can kill you. It's very scary.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's
they don't seem
the
to have a handle on it.
In the country where people have just walked into parking malls or shopping malls and shot people up.
Yep.
And, this is not the majority of the place with Mars and Aries, because it can bring out the heroism in people. It can bring out their strength in their defenses. It can do all kinds of wonderful things. But it has been spiking, and it leaves this large pool of emotional fuel lying around just waiting for a spark.
Right.
So when you've got the spark here in New York was that change in the law, along with all the other frustrations that are building up.
Right. Right,
yeah,
totally.
But
yeah,
there are different sparks elsewhere that are just setting it off also. And you remember that pool of fuel. You can use a can of gasoline to run your car, run your tractor, or, burn down a house. It's up to you. Mars and Aries is a lot like that can of
gas.
So
we
have to work on that, yes. And, it is powerful. What else are you seeing today, Ann?
I think we're in eclipse season, and we're in the full moon going to new. So that's big releasing energy, lots of stuff leaving, a lot of people leaving, saying, I'm going to go move, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to move there. A lot of migration in terms of how people are really feeling, like I can't stay in this place anymore. I have to change my job. I have to change something. And it really is, people are really feeling like they need, there's this break free. I need to break free. And really honoring that in folks, that there's this mass migration energy that's taking place that is part of it. You know, the Mars in Aries is restless and have to go. And so people selling their houses, the houses selling like an heartbeat, bidding wars, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we're ready to roll. You know, we got about a month and a half, and then we're going to get locked up again. But I've been seeing a lot of people, and also, you know, as we go full to new, a lot of things ending and finishing up, you know, things coming to light where people are seeing stuff. You know, we just had, what's her name, arrested Jeffrey Epstein's helper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, you know, It's the time of releasing and endings and saying done with this, done with a lot of emotional processing for folks, a lot of very dramatic emotional processing in some cases, where people are, and of course Mercury is still retrograde, so a lot of ghosts coming back and talking to folks, you know, remember me, and I always encourage people to talk to their ghosts when they visit, but this is very much a time for folks to kind of, you know, think about like the bigger picture of your life and where you are in that, and I think all of us are having this major adjustment, and it is, you know, it's big. So, yeah. Mark, what are you seeing?
It's really a good time for people to align my individual will with a higher purpose of some kind or another. And, you know, because Mars and Aries, along with the eclipses, gives us the ability to just take immediate action. And, you know, if it's just the will of the moment, it may be for good, it may be not for good. But if I pause for a moment and say, how does this impulse line up with what I'm really here to do? You know, make it fit into a longer term pattern.
Yeah.
And then it's a really very strong positive energy.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it feels like people are really clear. If they're not shooting each other, they're really clear.
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
is helpful, you know. It's like, I got to take action. I got to do something, you know. And we also have Chiron.
And I think that's quite wonderful that we are being able to do anything in that retrograde cycle. The Jupiter, I follow the COVID because I had COVID. I've been following the COVID patterns pretty intensely. And the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction that we've just experienced has really coincided with another major spurt of the disease and of understanding of the disease.
Yeah.
It's not, and the fact that it's Jupiter Pluto, so it's lots of death, but it's also live free or die. Jupiter can bring in an odd sense of what is freedom, as that is part of our question of definition this year with those planets lined up. With Saturn retrograde back into Capricorn, we step back from that the social justice push that we were feeling for those few months when Saturn was in Aquarius, and you know George Floyd died at the beginning of that, and boom, it blew up. That Saturn gone back into Capricorn really aligned with Trump going to speak in Mount Rushmore, and the return of patriarchy and the attempt to return to patriarchy was pretty outrageous in that process.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, so I see that, you know, as a come on, that's another flowback of that Saturn into Capricorn, and we'll see what happens. It shifts back out to a little too close to the election for my comfort, but it does.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. It's bigger cycles too, and also, you know, I was kind of waiting for the Uranus or the Eris Capricorn Eris Pluto square, like what that was going to show up as, and I, you know, because that was Kobe Bryant. We had Wachahoosie, and then we had the Ghislaine Maxwell getting caught. So I think, you know, there's a reckoning going on here around power and how it's being used, and you know, it's up to all of us about, you know, how we all feel we want to use it too. So it's important times we're in. So What have you noticed, Heather, about the eclipses? How have you been seeing them show up?
Well, I saw that it because it happened so close to the American chart, this last
mm-hmm.
one, right on the American chart.
Right.
I certainly
yeah.
felt edgy and bitchy all weekend, and I, you know, that's not usually my modus operandi, but I could feel it twitching underneath there. But when I see it in the American chart asking us to come back, you know, we've just had recently that a progressed Moon-Pluto conjunction. We're going through so many cycles of death and rebirth as a country for the next few years until we finish our Pluto return
mm-hmm.
that it just feels like all those questions are up, and I keep hoping that people can get past those, you know, and I don't see it happening easily, but get past all that separating energy and stepping into a, you know, what can we do with this energy that works together instead of apart?
Right.
You know, the fact that the, you know, there has been in this, when Saturn went into Aquarius, this resurgence of social justice action. Today, the higher court ruled that they could not put the pipe through the Lakota, through Standing Rock Reservation. They could not put it under the only lit. And
nope.
They've given up. They've let go of the project.
Wow.
And he said, you know,
wow.
they had not done their environmental impact statements, and they were trying to put a pipeline known to leak underneath a lake that was the only known aquifer
yeah.
and source of water for the whole area and for all those two reservations, and they couldn't do it.
Wow.
And so that's a step in the right direction, you know, how they
yeah.
can put the earth, and I see that as Neptune in Pisces moving. It's just about the sun is moving into a trine with that Neptune, speaking for the waters, which I find really hopeful in that process.
That's pretty
yeah.
cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
wow.
I think that was one of the effects of the eclipse. Is, you know, eclipse can break up things that are stuck.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, what has been stuck? And that has been stuck for a long time. And now it's coming unstuck. We'll see what
right.
else comes up unstuck in the process.
Right, right. That's pretty cool,
though.
That's great news.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I'm seeing a lot of relationships that have improved this week, though, as Venus turned direct and started to move forward, even if they just don't talk too much, it's working out.
yeah.
Because Mercury is still
refrain,
retrograde. If they can just say, I love you, let's hold hands, we're fine.
Right.
Right.
And like, I love you. I love you. Be quiet.
Out.
Yeah. So that's good.
Right.
Yeah, I've had
right.
I've
and
had more ending, mm-hmm. but they were long time. Mm-hmm. You know, people were really like,
right.
you know, I've been thinking about it for a while, and I'm really
well,
ready to
well, the eclipses
go.
Do that. You know,
yeah,
that's
they
part
do.
Of the unsticking
really
yeah. stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're
kind of like
real,
okay.
No fault. It's like a no fault.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're just done here. We're just done.
Both parties are done.
Right.
Both parties are done.
Yeah, if it should have happened a long time ago, then that those are the relationships that,
mm-hmm.
you know, break open with under the eclipse.
Yeah.
But I have seen the ones that didn't, that old emotional wounds were getting in the way, but it was a good relationship, been healed when Venus turned direct.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So
well,
we'll see
helpful.
What happens when Mercury turns direct this week. Now,
yeah.
Before that happens, Venus, hold on, is aspecting Chiron, and Chiron turns retrograde this week. So I'm wondering, it's a Venus sextile Chiron right as Chiron stations to turn retrograde, that there is a chance to heal some old emotional wounds on next weekend or this coming weekend as, you know, Mercury will be stationary, but Chiron stationary can bring up those old wounds. But because of the sextile to Venus, if we can just be compassionate through them, not try to figure them out or talk about it or Mercury them, but just love them through it or just hold that space and go, I know that happened to you, but that's not what's going on now. Where are we
right.
now?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of stay in the moment, we can do some reprogramming of those old wounds.
Yeah.
if we can get past that Mercury square Mars on the 8th.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is
and
just going to be a little extra
guy,
careful.
That Mercury Mars.
Yeah, it's a juicy little care. Yeah, really watch what you accidents of movement, of being in a rush or speaking without thinking through the consequences. Watch what you say on the 8th.
Yeah. Because people are really going to be feeling it on a big level, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And wanting, you know, some different kind of clarity too. And we forget sometimes, you know, that you know the Mercury as an energy, you know, he's kind of a good guy, but we also go, well, you know, I need to talk to you about something, and it's you know, and it's really important. I've had quite a few people have you know find their family, find their relatives, you know, find out that they were, you know, there was a kid that was born, you know, like their husband made a baby and, you know, the person shows up to say, hi, I'm related. I mean, it's like really been, you know, a lot of family stuff because of the Cancer Capricorn.
Yes,
energy,
there has been.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Old family things too and old memories coming up or old, you know, people finding letters, going through old papers and finding, you know, finding stories of their birth. It's been very interesting, you know, because it really reframes you. You get a whole
mm-hmm.
new, you get a whole new perspective when you find out your parents weren't your parents, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of them wasn't your parent, you know, so.
Or your parents had more children than you thought they had. I've seen that a couple
of times. Yeah,
that's
always, that's a fun
you know,
one, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, my, Ren just found, just had, went camping with two siblings that Ren never knew existed from a family before. Ren's father left when Ren was very young. Turned out Ren's father had a family before this one and a family after one. And they've all found each other. He's gone now, but they're finding each other.
Wow.
And they're hearing each other's stories. And so they had a, you know, a camp out in between all three states and brought together all three families, at least representatives of all three families, and had really good conversation, really healing.
Wow. And do they all know about each other?
Mercury. They do now.
Okay.
They didn't until they were in their 50s
wow.
and 60s.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a very nice, yeah. Like that. Well, we knew, well, and now we know. How'd they find each other?
Right.
DNA stuff?
DNA.
DNA, yeah. That DNA thing, that's like pretty big, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's been pretty amazing watching that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been very healing and very good, and they're all nice people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of them are even nicer than the relatives we knew about, so that's really cool.
So we're kind of like, we
shuffle
like those relatives. Yeah, we like those.
Yeah,
people.
Shuffle that deck, which is good.
That is very cool.
Yeah. Shall we give it a call, see who's on the line here?
Sure. Let me sit up and get ready to type my name. You know, I'm sitting here with my feet up on my desk.
Okay. Hello, area code 530. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Yes, I'd like to see what's going on for me right now. I'm a Cancer sun and a Capricorn.
When were you born?
Rising. June 26th.
When were you born?
19. Los Angeles, California.
June 26th, what year?
1959.
What time?
8:18 p.m.
Okay.
And you said Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay. And you're asking about what's going on at the moment, is that correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And did you have anything in particular that you were curious about? You see that you are, yep, cancer.
I just started a new business, and it seems like it's going really well. It opened up again on June 1st, and everyone's excited, and we're a personal training business, and it just took off really, really beautifully. It's one-on-one.
Personal training
so
business.
Wonderful.
And you know, you've got that lovely Mars, Uranus, Venus all lined up in Leo natally, right up on the 8th house cusp. So you're good at helping other people with their energy and to feel beautiful and to work out. And it gives you something to do with that sort of extra energy that you can have. Mars is moving into a trine with those several times over the next 6 months. So I think your business will be energized and have a chance to really take off. You know, you're well on the other side of your Saturn return. Saturn has been opposing your Mercury, so you've been thinking things through very carefully and thinking things through deeply. Next year and the year after that, Neptune comes up to your fourth house, your third house cusp, and you may kind of need some more personal time. But right now, it looks like you are cooking. What do you say, Anne?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it looks very positive. There's a lot of energy with the, you know, I always find that those planets in the first house saying, okay, got to go, got to build my life, the transiting planets. And you are a Sun, Saturn, mm-hmm. Cancer, Capricorn. So it's really important for you to own your own thing. And you're very creative. And I do think you're going to get a lot of word-of-mouth energy with the Mars in the third, or whatever your marketing stuff is going to really take off. So that's really nice. And people are going to like your approach, Do you combine food with it as well?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you might be adding food in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be adding
food in. I'm working with somebody who does.
Yeah, the moon in Gemini is, okay, let's talk to you about multiple ways. You know, your progressive moon's in Gemini now for another 18 months. And in about 4 months, it goes into the, okay, you know, what else do you need to help you get to be what you want to be? And let's talk about your diet and let's talk about your food.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and
okay.
Your progressed sun's coming to Pluto over this next year, which usually involves nutrition or bringing in, you know, things where people, you know, use it for multiple things besides just the health. So if you, you know, if someone says to you, hey, how about if we do nutritional counseling with this? You know, I would say yes to that, even though you're kind of still in beginner phase. And that should happen in about 4 months. So looks good. Yeah. Looks
so
good, Mark.
Yeah, make it a real package when you work with people.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to synthesize a lot more information than you yourself control.
I also need to buy a computer, and I'm wondering, kind of waiting to see if I
Mercury
should wait until
Mercury Direct.
Yeah,
wait until at least the 13th. I would really suggest it. I think even by the 14th, Mercury will be moving forward and out of this, the retrograde. You just want to make sure that, you know, you keep the receipt and work on it. But it should be, you know, do your research now and, you know, investigate and then be ready to roll right after it turns direct or soon after it turns direct.
Yeah, soon after it turns direct. You also have Gemini coming to your Venus, so you might be able to get a good Venus and Gemini coming to your moon. So mention it to your friends. You might be able to get a good bargain on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with everybody who's listening, it is when Mercury is holding still, Mercury likes to hold still even less than it likes to retrograde.
Right.
So if you, you know, while Mercury is holding still, and it will be for a day or two before it turns direct and a day or two afterwards, it's best to not buy anything that's about communication or transportation because it will hold still. It's a wonderful time to do a retreat. It's a wonderful time to do a meditative retreat. It is not an easy time to buy equipment or cars or anything like that. Sometimes we have to anyway, and that's when you keep the receipt with you and you make sure that you've got it on you so that when it doesn't work, you can get a new one, and that one will hold you over until you can get the one you really want.
Right.
What about an oven? Should I wait to buy an oven, or does that not matter?
I would wait for
you know,
everything.
I would
wait. Do the research.
Yeah, I would wait for anything. Anything with tech equipment in it. You know, the old-fashioned ovens, you just turn on the gas, not a problem. But anything that's got electronics in it, I would say, you know, wait a few days. It's worth it.
Okay.
There's plenty of else to do in the meantime.
Do the research and then buy it. There's a nice Taurus moon after Mercury goes direct in the middle of that week, so I would do it then because it's good Taurus moon, good value. And it gives you a good, you know, nice closing trine, good aspects. So,
which is that on?
That's after the 12th, so it's the – I think it's – I don't have my moon calendar here. I think it's like Wednesday, Thursday that week.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, we'll say goodbye and good luck.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye. Yeah. And area code 202, you're on the air. How can we help you? Area code 202, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, I just wanted to check out some synastry.
Okay. And the first chart? Is this yours and somebody else's? What?
Mm-hmm.
3,
yep, that's
5, mm-hmm. 1980.
Yep,
time?
1:29 a.m., Philadelphia, PA.
9 a.m., Philly.
I didn't get the time on that.
Philadelphia. Is that 1:29 a.m.? Yeah.
And what is the date again? March something?
5th, 1980.
March 5th, okay.
Yep.
Is it 5 or 6? Okay, good.
5.
Thanks.
Yep.
5, thank you.
5, 1980.
And this is compared to a chart with born?
And the second one. Oh, if you're ready for the second one.
Yeah, we're ready.
I'm ready for the second.
It's April 4th. April 3rd, 1977. In Ithaca, New York.
Mm-hmm.
9 p.m.
9 p.m. Okay.
No.
Oh. And that. And are you chart A or chart B? Or neither?
I'm the first chart.
You're the Pisces.
March
5th.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And yes. Interesting. You're a Pisces with a moon conjunct Pluto in Libra, and both of you have a moon conjunct Pluto in Libra.
And they
exactly.
both have Venus in Aries, yeah. Mhm. Mhm.
Right, so you feel like siblings. You may feel a lot more than that, but you also have, there's something very similar in how you work. And that
and
can be, yeah, you know, wonderful, or it can be really difficult in that you're, you know, when you're both of you have some of the similar issues to be, you know, the Moon-Pluto conjunction, I would see that as, you know, there's a fear of being deserted. There's both of you came into a family that was recovering from some kind of emotional wounds and felt like you had to make people, keep the peace and make people comfortable and happy, but have this fear that your needs will be emotionally upstaged sometimes. And so to really be able to stay in there with each other can sometimes be a little tricky. What do you see, Anne, with that?
Well, I'm, you know, looking at, you know, her Pisces sun and her Mercury retrograde, and, of course, she's calling out a Mercury retrograde, and on June 1st and 2nd, there was a sun-Venus conjunction on the IC. So one of the things with number one, we'll call you number one, you know, you see their soul, you see partner's mm-hmm. soul, but it can sometimes be hard to hold them accountable because your Marses are opposite. So in that they're maybe a little slippery or they show up and then they kind of disappear and your chart, you know, kind of wants that consistency. Also, it's always really important with those Moon-Pluto aspects, you know, what's the triangle going on with you guys? Is it another person? Is it a work situation? You know, person, place, or thing. Really important with these charts with the Venus and Aries and the Moon Pluto, both of you have the same planets, to kind of understand what the triangle is and how it plays out. And the Pisces mm-hmm. chart can be, which is you, can be a little more sentimental about it and than the Aries person is, who can be a little more like, well, this is what I want to do. And then when your chart goes, gee, well, what, you know, where's this going? it can get a little slippery because their Neptune, you know, you guys are close enough in age, but their Neptune's on your ascendant. So I would be really clear to understand what the triangle is, and, you know, unless it's something that can be solved, I would kind of talk about that. Yeah.
The British lady has sung. That means our time is up.
Well, Mark didn't
so we're
going
to say
yet.
Goodbye
yeah.
to you. Mark couldn't say it,
no,
but we're going to say goodbye
real
to the
quick.
People that are listening. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to remember that in this combination, you're the peacemaker.
Yeah.
So you're going to see and understand where the healing can come in. So when things get intense, you bring your perspective, and that's your role.
Yeah. For sure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Much. Have fun.
You're welcome.
Things are
Thank
coming
you.
To light, so pay attention to what you're learning because the eclipses are on the sun of number
yes.
two. Yeah, a lot of stuff coming to light. So pay attention to the secrets getting revealed, all important. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All important.
All right. Yes. Ann Ortley signing off from the bright red desk. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
And Heather Rowan Robbins from Ronan, Montana. And I'm just going to say enjoy your relationship with that other person and notice the mirroring. And for all of us, have you know, speak from the heart, not the head this week.
Yeah. And don't punch them.
Okay.
Go out and exercise instead.
Good. Mark Waltz signing off from Vermont. And we'll talk to you next week.
You're in Vermont?
I'm
Take
in Vermont.
Care.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. Wow. Congratulations. That sounds wonderful. Okay.
It is.
Take care.
You're out in New York. Okay.